sister.
당연히 처소처리하나 단대 인지신의 전구의자는 벽에 털을 실천을 쓰게 시행이.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to begin by seeking permission to speak in Tibetan because I'm right now in the process of learning English.
Of course.
토마스 청두들이 옆에 나온 최대 장원과 문예진이야 까미시교 그거 나와 내 계집 부대 매국 가당하는 기부원에 투자는 주인.
On behalf of the International Campaign for Tibet and on my own behalf, I would like to thank the Commission for inviting me to testify about religious freedom in Tibet.
이 당시에 기업이 특정 이전하는 표현이 드림빙미의 주역이 니트이디니어서 주인.
I've submitted my full text of the statement for the record of the Commission and I would like to summarize it now.
김이 탑질이 긴급지다 미리지기 수승 오당 최지중 순결지에다 답이 지역지들이.
The Tibetan struggle is a struggle for our nation and for the right of the Tibetan people to preserve and promote our identity, religion, and culture.
그날의 경남군의 출루단의 수가 김전 소우디 오늘 먼저 출다 지중디 내 표기 타대유부 청구유다리 이번에 계지 표대 내군칸의 년도 제대나요.
In Tibet, religion became the target of destruction mainly because our religion and culture are what makes Tibetans different from the Chinese. The International Campaign for Tibet has come out with their report on the religious situation in Tibet recently.
지시 비밀팀의 메인배 최다 지중디 내외 파도 비밀모 메시지 기밀 교토야요 말이.
So long as the Tibetan people have our unique religion and culture, there's no way to turn a Tibetan into Chinese.
게나게 비밀 최다 장미기 내든 토리니 탑라 계좌망비 세미시의 탑랑토네 게나슈르 미드미베 남부대여 디토네 순주인의 제여를.
In regard to the China's general policies on religious freedom in Tibet, hundreds of my compatriots displayed their disagreement mainly in peaceful way and have been imprisoned.
나랑 김원의 장족성원의 남진 총원을 휴급에 김전소디 개나중경한주 비밀 최대 장미주의 시대 토단 내배토리.
The reason why I had to be in prison or participate in demonstrations from the age of 13 is primarily because of the denial of our basic rights, including the rights of religious freedom, by the Chinese authorities.
김아재 개나슈네 먼저 취신이기 우리 진호 광수경부 친구를 안에 친구처럼 세면시야리 먼저 변수 이내에 쿠트도 내버지.
Not only that, no Tibetan can tolerate the denigration that the Chinese authorities have been committing against our spiritual and political leader, His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
나 지지 동안 날 증순 세례지라 나 지 동별 로직지 증주 제열이 이내 어리 주저다 아니 흉지의 계지 지도네 니 개나슈네 안예네지 털은 님이 나오디 마랑 수놈시를 쓰기유.
Although I've been in prison for over 11 years in the Greater Tubsi prison because of my demonstration, participation in the demonstration, I've been fortunate in that the international community, including the United States, both Congress and the administration, have consistently raised my case with the Chinese leadership.
여름 진출단에 다들 표정이 끄지 원래는 어디 우주 주 개개나의 기경아 다들 라운드나 소화롱지 지기 전부리 이내에 변화를 위해 비밀도 하고도 동안나 위해 비밀도 내다는 인달 삼십이.
By the grace of His Holiness the Dalai Lama and the Tibetan people and by the support of the American leadership, today I'm enjoying my time in freedom. While I value my freedom, I'm continuously reminded of the plight of my fellow Tibetans, particularly those in prison. After arriving in the United States, I was told about the many rules and regulations in the Chinese system which guarantee rights for the people, including those in prison. And I was surprised to learn about these things.
我当年从这，从这讲到我，他当直接就拒绝这，直接他当拒绝我就好过我妈的。
Not only did my fellow prisoners and myself did not enjoy such rights, none of us knew about the existence of even those rights.
现在在香港的女同学那里，罗林也对那里，比如那段同学之间那边呢，给他们制定的，给他们制定制定的，每日让给我做的，清理做给哪里呀？那谁呀？那缺点让我们的让我先过了，就是说，就是的，我是老大，其实咱们平时除了他们家全部有的，所有的，我是老大，其实咱们平时除了他们家全部有的，所有的，他们让的。
In your commission's report for 2004, you have clearly mentioned about the different existence of different rules within the Chinese constitution, and including laws like the law on regional autonomy, which guarantee rights, including religious and other freedoms. But that these are not implemented in practice. This is an accurate reflection of the situation. For example, I recently heard that the Chinese officials have said that there's no formal ban on the Tibetan people possessing and displaying photos of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and that these Tibetans voluntarily do not want to display His Holiness' photos.
Although I've
been out of Tibet for a year and a half, what I know for certain is that if there is no direct or indirect political pressure from the Chinese authorities, almost all Tibetans in Tibet would be displaying portraits of the Dalai Lama. Since this commission has been specifically established to monitor the situation in China and provide appropriate policy recommendations to the United States government, I would like to urge you to consider the following points. The first is the case of Tibetan Lama Tenzin Delek Rinpoche, whose case is extremely urgent. There is every possibility that the Chinese government will implement the death sentence that has been passed on him after the completion of the suspended sentence. And therefore, I urge the United States government to intervene in the case of this innocent Tibetan Lama so that he is saved from execution. Secondly, the issue of the Tenzin Lama is of utmost importance to the Tibetan people. We do not have any solid information about the whereabouts or the well-being of the 11th Tenzin Lama Gendin Chögyi Nyima. The United States should urge the Chinese government to allow an independent monitor to verify that the Tenzin Lama is fine and that he is getting his religious education. Since I am a former political prisoner, the issue of Tibetan political prisoners is very much close to my heart. I would urge the United States government to do everything possible so that the Chinese government release all political prisoners. Not only that, the Chinese government should be urged to give back the Tibetan, restore the rights of all the Tibetan political prisoners who have been released from prison. I've heard that many of these individuals continue to face persecution even outside of prison. Fourthly, to provide a lasting solution to the issue of religious freedom, we need to find a way to have a political solution to the Tibetan issue. I would urge the United States government to be proactive in urging the Chinese government to begin substantive talks with the representatives of His Holiness the Dalai Lama so that a negotiated solution can be found. In conclusion, I would like to thank the United States government and the people for the important role you have been playing to highlight the Tibetan issue and for supporting His Holiness the Dalai Lama in finding a just solution to the Tibetan problem. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for that very thoughtful testimony, and we are impressed with your personal traumas that you've gone through in your life and that have brought you here. So we're very appreciative of what you've said. In terms of questions, I'd like to basically frame a question for you, Professor Pettman. I mean, you pointed out that Chinese law has moved to some degree in a progressive direction, and we ought to be asking that the Chinese adhere to their own law. Professor Fu has pointed out that he has evidence of what he described as secret directives of the Communist Party. And so the question is the party above the law? And should our direction be to say, can a political party be above the law? And can you have two sets of governmental rules and directives, one that are formally legal and another that are operationally directives? And do you see this contrast, and is this a bedeviling circumstance?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You touch on what is probably the most fundamental question about legal reform in China, and if I may, I'd like to just address that in general terms, and then we can address the specific question of religion. Both the Chinese Communist Party and the government have accepted that the legal system should govern the behavior of individual party members. And indeed, a recent document, and I can't cite it for you, but I got it when I was in China, had to do with discipline within the party, and it essentially protected or purported to protect party members from abuses of law by party superiors. And the theme behind the document was that party members are not above the law. But there is a more fundamental question, which is the party as an organization above the law? And I think it's fair to say at the moment the answer to that question is yes. And the party has not accepted the notion that it as an organization, as a politically leading organization, is subject to the same legal rules that govern the rest of society. It is still the vanguard party. It is still the four basic principles that inform the Constitution include reverence for party leadership. So the party as a leading political organization remains, in a sense, above the law, although it has, as a matter of policy choice, committed itself to operating through legal mechanisms, which then in turn bind party members to adherence with the legal rules that are enacted. Now,